Okay, Lamed Hay Amar Aleph, just above halfway down, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Re'ir Rishayna Shel Zov Metame Ba'Einis. So we know this amorphous concept that we have, that the Ziva doesn't happen Ba'Einis. There's seven ways that you check to see whether there's something else that caused it, and then it wouldn't become a zov. However, Rav Huna says that the first ri'iyah, we don't need to check, because it doesn't matter if it's a inus, it counts. Shenemar zois teiras hazov ashateitzi b'mena shichva zara. This is the law of the zov and someone who had shichva zara come out. Ma shichva zara metame b'inus. When it comes to shichva zara, then there's no such. There's no extenuating circumstances. No matter why it came out, is tamei is afriyah rishena shalzav the tam ba'inus. So the first ri'i of azav is like a normal shichva zera, and therefore it's also metame ba'inus. So this is the principle of Rav Huna. It's Toshema says the Gemara. We have a brisa ra ri'i rishena boidki meisai. When he sees the first ri'i, we check him. Is if mitzvah tamei ba'inus, then what's the check? It doesn't matter if it's ba'inus or not.
As soon as he sees it.
Yeah, so what boikin means to check whether there were some extenuating circumstances. But if Rav Huna is right, then we don't care if there's extenuating circumstances. And for the Gemara, it's part of the question still, my love, the tumah, why are you checking him to find out if it's going to become a zov or not? Because if it's ba'inus, it's not mitame. And for the Gemara, le karbon, we're not checking him to see that he's tamei, but what we're saying is that in order to be chayav a korban, he has to have three. Yeah, if the first one's a oinus, then he'll become tamei. It counts towards the three. Counts to make him tamei, but it doesn't count towards the three to make him chayav a korban. So that's why you got to check.
No, it's going to have three others apart from this one.
Correct. So for a korban, it needs to be three that are not ba'inus. But for tuma, anything goes. Okay. So that's the first one. Toshema, we'll try again. Bishnia. Then the brisa continued. Bishnia beit kimaisai. For the second one, you have to check him as well. Is lamai? What are we checking by the second one? Elam of the korban, if it's talking about for the korban. So you're assuming that it's continuation of the first one. The first one says, Boidkim, I say, on the first one we said it was for a korban. So the when the next sentence says, Bishnia Boidkim, I say, it's also for a korban. Yeah? So what are you telling me? That the second one we're checking him only for a korban. For a korban. But for Abel the tuma, loy. But it's the same thing. You don't have to check him. Because
you make some tummy,
isn't it? Yeah, that's right. You're saying it's the same because it's in one breath with the first one. The first one you're saying even if it's an onus is tummy, and then the second sentence is exactly the same as the first sentence regarding the ri'ah shniyah. Is that means the ri'ah shniyah should be the same? The carbon of a tumaloi. So how can you tell me that by the second one also? He's Tomei Ba'ainis, Ikri Kam, but the Pasuk says over here, Mibisaroi, the word Mibisaroi appears by the second Riyah. It says three times in the Pasuk, Ish, Zoyster, how's it go? Ki, Zob Mibisaroi, Zoyvai, Tomei, Hu. So it says Mibisaroi, Vole Machmas Ainsai. So how can you tell me? And the Mibisaroi is talking about the Pasuk, which talks about Shtei Riyahs. The second one is learned out from this Bisori. So therefore, and that's the one where we're saying, and the Bisori is the one where the limud is, so you can't tell me that the second one is Tomei Ba'inus as well. And the Brisa puts the first one together and the second one together in the same wording. So if the second one is, you're checking for an Oinus, Legabe Tuma, so the first one would have to also be. El alav the tumah. It must be, by the second one. You have to say it's talking about tumah. Umi the safe for the tumah, and if the second sentence in the brace is talking about tumah, it's reisha nami the tumah. So therefore, one assumes that the first one, even to see if he's tumah, you got to check whether he's an onus or not. Even by the first one, nishta zevi Rav Huna, and with Rav Huna mida irya, who says just because the safe is lagabe tumah, Well, I can still say the first one is Lagabe Carbon. Haka de Isa, Haka de Isa. Just because there are two sentences in a row, one talking about the first Riyah, one talking about the second Riyah, doesn't mean that the parameters of the two are the same. Okay, so then we'll try another proof. Toshma, Rabbi Eliezer, Reimer. So the Brisa continued there. Rabbi Eliezer says, Afishlishi Beitki Maisai, Mipnei Carbon. On the third one, you got to check him as well to see if he's high of a carbon. So what does that mean? Rabbi Lezer comes along and says, oh, Bomine, we've got to check him for the third one too because of the carbon. As if the Tanakhama had never thought of checking him for the carbon. Yeah, as Mipala Tanakhama, Mineatuma Komar. So that means the Rabbi Lezer must have heard the Tanakhama going on about Tuma. And he says, hey, 1 minute, we've got to check for the carbon. Yeah, so the Tanakhama was talking only about Tuma. And he says that even for the first one, you've got to check him. Nishta Zevi Ravuna. And for Ravuna, Leine, the Kuli, Alma, the carbon. It's all talking about a carbon. Here, the Machlokes is about the old S. What's the Machlokes about the S? Rabbanan Loi Dorshi Esim. The rabbis don't learn about Esim, and Rabbi Eliezer is Dorish Esim. That's the whole Machlokes over here. It's not that Rabbi Eliezer said carbon, implying that the Tanakhama never thought of carbon and was only thinking about Tuma. No, Rabbi Eliezer is coming to tell him, you didn't learn the S. Yeah? What do you mean? Rabbanan Loi Dorshi Esim. The rabbis don't learn that the S tells you anything, and therefore the Pasuk says, Hazov es zoivoy la zochel in a keva. Right at the end there. It says, Hazov es zoivoy la zochel in a keva. Yeah? So Hazov is chado. That's one. Zoivoy, strike two. Tarti. La zochar is beshlishi. That's the strike three. It's akshir rachmona. And then it says, la zochar. And the next word is lana keva. So the Torah compares a zochar to an a keva. Yeah? And therefore, by the re'i, by the nekeva, it doesn't matter if it's an oinus or not an oinus. It's by the female, it's always tummy. Yeah, there's no such thing as machmas oinus or whatever. So that's what the rabbanon say, and therefore you don't need to check the third one because by the third one it's like in a cave. It doesn't matter whether it's an oinus or not. Yeah, only the first. Well, according to Huna, only the second one. According to everyone else, maybe first two, but according to the chachamim, definitely not the third. Why not the third? Because it's compared to an akeva. Yeah? Rabbi Eliezer, Dorish Esim, Rabbi Eliezer says, hang on, you left out a word. Hazov es zoivoy. Aha. Chado. So Hazov is chado, that's number one. Es is tarti, that's number two. Zoivoy is klas, that's already the third one. So he's already got three. And with this, so you have to check all three. And then it's Beravi. When it comes to the next word, La Zocha, you're already up to number four. By the fourth one, Aksharachmanal in a cave. By then he's back to what happens after that. Then it doesn't matter with Onus anymore. And therefore, we are. So that's why Rabbi Lezer says that. Yeah, what's the fourth one for? Who cares about a fourth one? Once he's done three, he's already told me he's have a carbon, so who cares about the fourth one? So as Rashi points out, the fourth one is for Stira. That means he had three, and he started counting his 7 days, and then the fourth one, by the fourth one to be Soyser in the middle of the seven Nikim, we say that if he sees he's Soyser, so that one is, it doesn't matter if it's an Onus, it's also Soyser. Yeah, that's what the nafkamina of Ravi is, because otherwise, who cares about Ravi? Yeah, so that's what Ravi is for. Okay, so we're still for blundering with Rav Huna is Tashma, Rav Yitzchak Omer. Rav Yitzchak says, HaLezov b'chval balkeri hoya. Zov started his life as a balkeri. Yeah, we're going to see, because of the hekish we said before about Azov as Zov.
I'm just saying, practically speaking, Azov means he's had Rias of Kamiyam and Mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's different stuff. It's different stuff that comes out. The Zov comes out, that looks like a stringy, runny stuff that looks like barley, and it's a Beitza Hamuzeres, and a Shichvazera is not running, and it's what do you call it? Enemuzeris, it says there. But halachically, yeah, if not physically, Azov was in the category of Balkeri after one Re'iyah. V'lama Yotza, why did the Torah then say, but if two and three come along, now he's different? L'hakel alav v'lahachmer alav. In one way, Azov is more Mekeldik than Balkeri, and one way is more Machmir. The hakel alav. In what way is a zav lenient to her? She'en metame ba'onis. That if a zav is seized because of some onus, he ate some bad food or he played footy or whatever it was, then it doesn't count. But where she'en ken about keri, doesn't matter what he did before. If he saw keri, then he's tamei. Ola hachmer lo, but there's also a stringency for the zav. Turn the page. Shehu eis a mishka v'moishav. That he makes his mattress into a avatuma. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. So now the Gemara discusses this. Emas, what are we talking about? If you're talking already that you're already up to the second sighting, is what do you mean? Why are you starting off with the premise that a zav haya bechal balkeri by the second ri'ya he's already not bechal balkeri? To say that Zov started off his life the same as a Balkari, you must be talking about Ria Rishona. Must be the first one. Vikatani Lahakalov, and we said that we're lenient on him even by the first one. Yeah, it's the Chakasha to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna will answer you, Vitizbara. Does that make sense? The Brisa said, Lahachmer Olov, Shu Aisa Mishka Vamashov. Yeah, if you're talking about Ria Rishayna, we come to says a Zov makes Mishka Vemoshev with one Ria. He's not a Zov yet, officially, halachically. Yeah, but Ria Rishayna by Mishka Vemoshev, who? So you can't tell me something about Mishka about the Ria Rishayna either. So what on earth is it talking about? El Lahachikama, this is what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say. Rabbi Yitzchak Eimer, V'halei Zov, V'chal Balkeri Hoya Ber Ria Rishayna. When this Zov started off life, when he had his first Ria, that's when he was like a Balkeri. The Lama Yatsav Ria Shnia, when the Ria Shnia comes along, so it's talking, the Brisa is talking about both, Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about both. When it comes to the Ria Shnia, then it's the Hakalav Lahachmer Lav, Lahakalav Shein Matam Va'inus. Once you get to the Ria Shnia, then it's no longer Matam Va'inus, and Lahachmer Lav Shreis and Mishkav Moshav. So that bit's talking about the Ria Shnia. Yeah? And the statement that he was Bechlal Balkeri, that's talking about Ria Rishina. Okay, so we give up trying to upslug Rav Huna, and we will let him off. We'll let him go. So we go on to the next statement of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Zoiv. Oh, this is what we're just saying. Zoiv doima lemei batzek shel sa'irim. Zoiv looks like flour made out of barley.
The water of the dough.
It's sort of loose and runny and whatever. Zoiv mi bas ba mi basar hames. Zoiv comes out of a unaroused
limp
situation, limp, yeah, a limp thingy bop. And shichva zera bami basachai, shichva zera comes out of a non-limp thing. Yeah, so that's one difference. Zoiv is deha, zoiv is runny, v'doim alaloven beitza hamuzeres, and it's like an egg, which is a battery egg, one that doesn't become a chick. Can't hatch, one of those types of eggs.
Unfertilized.
And
the white, actually.
I thought the Mazar
Loven, yeah, the white.
What do you call it? It's
the white part.
Whipped up. Yeah. You know?
Usually when it's fertilized, you see it in the yellow, you see the blood in the yellow.
No, but I guess a whole. There's eggs that are in the category of Mazaris that they're never going to hatch, no matter how much you sit on them. And a Sheikh Lazera is Kishura. It's bound together, it's more solid, it's not falling apart. The daim of the leaven beta she'ena muzeres. It's like the white of the egg that is not strange. That could be a chikun. All right, that's that. Now we come to the dam hagelera shaloi tovla. So she had a baby, and she.
Nobody argued with Rav Huna's last
statement. No, they had
statement of Metzias.
That's it. They had enough of that. No one else knew, so they just said, "Okay, whatever you say." Okay, now the dam of hagelera that didn't go to the mikveh. Yeah, is Beshamai said that it's kereka mechmarla, that it's metame only moist and not what do you call it, not dry. That means it's midrabanon. And Besilo says metame lapayavish is minatayra. Yeah, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amulham Besilo Beshamai. Besilo said to Beshamai, iata moidin benida shalay tavla. Don't you agree, if you had a nida and she finished the 7 days, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet? Yeah, v'ra sadam, she tamei, and then she sees more, then she's tamei.
What's the shayla? Is it tamei mitzad the first tumor, or now she's tamei because of the
second? No, so he says the same thing by a lettuce. Just like a nida, if you didn't go to the mikveh.
No, but Varas Adam.
Okay, but you're saying.
Once she sees dam, she's tomei.
Right, so the same thing about your lettuce.
So why do you have to say that she was tomei and she didn't go to the mikveh? What's the difference?
Because he's trying to compare it to the case of the lettuce who didn't go to the mikveh. Just like when Anita, if she didn't go, you're right, even if she went to the mikveh, she'd be tomei. But we're comparing it to the case where she didn't go to the mikveh by the lettuce. Yeah, we're trying to talk about her lettuce didn't go to the mikveh and then she saw blood. So your lettuce has dam toihar. Yeah, but if she hasn't been to the mikveh yet, Beis Hillel says, then there's not dam toyer, it's tomei. And he says, just but like Anita.
Is he saying mitzad the second year she's tomei?
No.
Because she hasn't been to mikveh, she's one long hemshach since the first time.
Yeah. In order to have dam toyer, she has to go to the mikveh first.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Yes, you're right. The loy tovlo by the nida is not relevant, but it's to compare it to the lettuce. Yeah, that if she didn't go to the mikveh, then it's still tomei. No, you said you can't say the same thing. Why not? What are you comparing? Yeah, he's trying to. What are you comparing the nida to the yaledis? The nida, even if she went to the mikveh, but if she saw again, of course she's tmeya. Yeah, terabu yaledis. So how can you compare that to what yaledis? Shim tavla v'rasa she tahira. Yeah. So if you don't tell me that, just like a nida who didn't go to the mikveh is tamei when she sees, therefore yaledis is also. No, because Anita is different. And even if she did Toivah, she's Tomei. You know, you let us, which is sure not. Dam Toivah, the Toivah says. So that's what Beis Shammai said back to whatchamacallit, to Beis Hillel. Izram Alehem, Beis Hillel said back, you let us be Zayv Teichiach. What about if she was a Zava when she had the baby? So when she's a Zava, she still needs Shivas Nikim in there somewhere until she becomes Toher. Yeah? She'im Tavla. If she went to the Mikveh V'ra, Sala Achim Yemei Sfira, and then she saw after her Shivas Nakim, then she's Tahira. If she went to the mikveh, then she's Tahir. But Lo Tav Lavarasa, then she's Tmeya. Even though she had her Shivas Nakim, but if she didn't go to the mikveh, and then she saw blood, she's Tamei. So that's what Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, what are you talking about? If she had her Shivas Nakim, then Ataka say that without going to the mikveh, she's still Tahir. Just like if she wasn't a Zava, yeah, then after the 7 days is up, then she's Tahir. So if she was a Zava, so she had Shivas Nakim, but she didn't go to the mikveh, she's also Tahir. Amar Lahem, Hu Adin, I say the same thing. V'hi Tshuva, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Beis Hillel. I don't agree with you on both things. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the upshot of all that? The upshot of all that is the Yeledes Bezoiv. Yeledes Bezoiv, so she was already a Zava before she had the baby, and she has Shivas Nakim, and Beis Shammai said, even if she didn't manage to Tovel after her Shivas Nakim, anything that comes after that is Dam Toyar. And Beis Hillel says that even if she had the Shivas Nakim, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet, then anything that comes after that is still Zivus. And she's not, doesn't start Dam Toya yet. Is Lememra de Pligi. So this means to say that they argue. They say the opposite things, it must be that they argue. That's the definition of arguing. Iva Hatznam, and then the Mishnah. Moedim Bialetis Bezoiv. The Mishnah says that they agree by Yaletis Bezoiv. Shehim etam alach v'yovich. Just tell me min ha-Torah. No arguments there. And the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Kansha Sofra. That's talking about the Yaletis Bezoiv when she's already counted her 7 days. That's when they argue. Kancha loy sofra, if she hasn't counted the 7 days, and even Beis Shammai will agree that she's tomei. Iva Tanya, verse for Tanya has been ichusa, yeah? As the Brisa says, you let us bezoiv, if sofra v'loy tovla, if she got through her 7 days and just hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, v'rasa, and then she sees, is holchu, Beis Shammai l'shatason, Beis Shammai said, once she had the 7 days, it's good luck for her, and she's not tomei anymore, and Beis Hillel l'shatason, that she is tomei. But if she didn't count, then everyone agrees that she's still Tomei. Okay, next. Itmar, Rav Omer Maya Necharu. Rav said it's one mocker. There's one place where the blood comes from. I, Tomei Shiva Yomim, and then Shloisha Yomim, 33 days, whatever it says there. Shloisha Yomim, and for an Akeba, 14 days and 66 days. It's all the same Begashmias stuff that's coming out. Hatera Timosai. The Torah said that through those 7 days and 14 days she's Tomei. Vatera Tiyati. The Torah said after that it's Xeris Akosov. It's not because it's a different physical something or other. The Levi Omar Ne. Levi says Shnei Mayonisem. There's two different Makairim, Makairis, Mokers for this. Nistama Tome, Niftachato, and they're open at different times. When the Tome one closes at the end of the 7 or 14 days, is the Tohar one opens, and all the blood that comes out for the next whatever is Tohar. Nistama Tohar, when the Tohar one finishes at the end of these 40 days or the 80 days, is Niftachatome, the other one opens.
So maybe says that the body knows that it's Zohar and Akeva all the same, one of them at 7, one of them
God, the Torah knew. That's why the Torah made it, 7 and 14. Well, according to this, yeah. So that's it. It's two separate things. My binaihu. So what's going to be a practical nafkumina? Lepoil, she's tome for the beginning and she's toher after that. So who cares whether it's one mayan or two mayonis? The difference will be it could be nayu shefas mitech shiva la'achar shiva. If she didn't have any gap at all and she's flowing straight through from the within the 7 days of the zohar till after the 7 days. At the end, when it wants to finish off and close the Tohar Mayon and open the next Mayon. According to Rav, as soon as this eighth day comes, it's Tohar, no matter what happens. Yeah, you don't have to wait for the other one to close, because it's all the same Mayon anyway. It's just the dates. The Torah says that at the eighth day, it's Tohar. Yeah? The Sefer L'chumrah. But the same thing is that at the end of those 40 days, that's the end of Yomei Tohar, the 41st day, she's Tomei. Even if it's the same blood that was flowing continuously. And the Levi will be Fakert. Reisha will be Lechumra. Levi says that it has to be Nistam HaTomei before the Tohar starts. So even though it's supposed to be 7 days, but if it never stopped and she kept going continuously, then the Tomei one is not closed. And the Tohar one can't open yet. So that will be a Chumrah. The Sefer L'Kula, but at the end, when she's in Yomei Tohar, she gets to the end of 40 days, if she's still continuously seeing, that stuff came out of the Mayan Tohar, and the Tomei hasn't started yet. So that's a Machlekes between Rav and Levi. I'm afraid we're going to have to stop, guys. Sorry? If you hold it's two mayonos, there has to be a gap in between for one to close, the other to open. If you hold it's one mayon, then it's just about the days. I don't care. I'm sorry that we're so far behind, but...